Welcome back to day 6 of your 40 days of transformation.
It's been a glorious first 5 days, and here we are on day 6. We've explored a few mantras, gotten mindful. Our next 5 meditations will be
an exploration into
Ayurveda, to the Mahabhutas, the 5 master elements: space, air, fire, water, and earth. Space. Space is the first element, and according to Ayurveda, everything in the universe was created out of space. Pure, unbounded consciousness. Infinite, timeless, never born and never died. Pregnant with possibilities, infinite possibilities. According to Ayurveda, each of the master elements, the Maha Master Bhutas elements, each of these master elements has characteristics and an expression outside of our body and an expression inside of our body. And space outside of our body is represented by the vastness of the cosmos. By the night sky, when you look up there and just see galaxies tumbling over galaxies, ever expanding, ever evolving, infinite in potential. The characteristic of space is pure potentiality. And so outside of us, there's infinite possibilities as the universe expands. And within us, space is represented by the hollow parts, the open spaces, the empty aspects of our physiology. Space is an interesting concept. In the East, you're taught about space. Emptiness is actually a thing. The Buddha talks about emptiness and void as being core aspects of existence. But in the West here, we don't actually teach people that space is a thing. In fact, unless you're an interior designer, a graphic designer, an architect, or an engineer, you're never even taught about space in school. Those professionals are taught that negative space is actually a thing that needs to be dealt with when you're space planning. But when you look out, right now, just look around you. You look at the thing, the hard object at the end of your vision. You're not truly recording all the space that's in between you and whatever it is that you're looking at. So outside of our bodies, infinite. Inside of our bodies, every single cell in our body is made up of atoms. And every atom is made up of a proton, a neutron, and an electron. That makes up 1% of the atom. The other 99% of the atom is space. So you are space, 99% space. The chair you're sitting in, the ground you're sitting on or your feet are touching, anything you see around you is pretty much made up of 99% space. In Sanskrit, space is called akasha, akasha. And space flows through all aspects of existence. In fact, according to Ayurveda, the universe was created essentially by space. Pure, unbounded consciousness, ever present, just hanging out for trillions and trillions and trillions of years. But ultimately, even space, even pure, unbounded consciousness, wanted to experience itself. So it began moving a little bit, folding in on itself so it could experience itself. And that created air, the second master element. And as that air moved more briskly through the cosmos, friction was created. And as friction was created, a spark, and thus fire, tejas, the third element, fire. And as fire raged through the cosmos, licking the edges of the galaxies, condensation was created. Thus water. And as that water dripped down, it became the earth. It became the ground. It became the firmament. Space, air, fire, water, and earth. We have all of these five elements within us. But let's bring our attention today to space. Akasha. The unknown. The infinite. Filled with possibilities and potential in every moment. That's right. Wherever you are, you're never stuck. You always have the ability to realign, create a new trajectory, and move from where you are to where you want to be. Every constriction, every limit that you see is self-imposed. And so when you're willing, when you give yourself permission to say, of course I can do this, instead of I can't do that, as long as there's a sliver of light
coming through the door, there are infinite possibilities behind that door.
That is the lesson of space. And what's the ultimate space? The womb, from which we all came, pregnant with possibilities. And so right now, today, we have that opportunity to connect to the space that's within. Connect to the space between our thoughts. Connect to the space between sounds and vibrations. Connect to the space of pure potentiality. So let's breathe a little bit. Let's feel that space move. Take a long, slow, deep breath in. And ever so gently let that go. And just sit for a moment now. Just sit and follow your breath in. And follow your breath out. In. Just get comfortable with that gentle flow, almost like the waves coming in and going back out, coming in and going back out. And as you drift away to thoughts or sounds or physical sensations, just bring your attention back to your breath, in and out, in and out. And if you'd like to use the vision of the ocean coming in and going out, feel free to do that. Otherwise, get comfortable with your breath. And feel it as it fills the space within your lungs, within your chest, within your throat, within your nose. And then surrender as that space empties of air, but still remains infinite, pure, pregnant with possibilities. I'll watch the time, and when you hear me ring the chime
at the 5, 10, and 15 minute mark, then just sit gently with your eyes closed. Ideally, you'll join us for the full 15 minutes. And at that point, I'll ring 3 chimes.
So let's begin. Om Brahmasmi. I am the universe. Just sit gently with your eyes closed. Let the stillness and silence settle in. And now take a long, slow, deep breath in. And let that go. Let's do that one more time. And let's seal this sweet space, Akasha, infinite possibility meditation, where you've planted so many infinite possibilities within and awakened to the pure potentiality that rests within. Let's seal that by chanting Om together. Take a long, slow, deep breath in. Feels comfortable, you can slowly open your eyes. You can look around at all the space, all the Akasha within and without you. And today's metta moment is to embrace your space. Embrace your space. Embrace your pure potentiality. Embrace your infinite possibilities. And as long as you see a sliver of light coming through that door, keep moving towards the light. And when you feel that that door is truly closed, find another. But let's own that today. Let's flow pure potentiality out into the world today. And in your words, your thoughts, your deeds, as you go about your day, this beautiful sixth day, always know, remind yourself, there's another way. I am never stuck. I will move towards the light. And if the light is gone, I will be the spark. Wishing you a beautiful day of infinite possibilities, no limiting beliefs, and pure potentiality. From the sweet spot of the universe, this is David G. Wishing you peace. Namaste. And I'll see you tomorrow for day 7.